Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, folks. We are excited to be here in Gonzales for the ribbon cutting celebration at the new Primary Care Plus at 1702 North Burnside Avenue in Gonzales, Louisiana. Our lineup today is a little bit of what we do every day, and obviously a number of things that are happening here in Gonzales. And we're joined by Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. Eugene, welcome to the show.
Just fine. New Orleans, good to be here. And congratulations to those in Gonzales on the opening of that new healthcare-related facility. That's good news.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you so much. Really important issue you're trying to address, graffiti. It's hard to get your hands around this challenge, but I loved how you described it, saying it is not a victimless crime. It is draining money from both property owners and city resources that could be better spent dealing with other challenges. I love the way that you put it. Tell us about what you're trying to attempt.
Newell, it not only has an impact on the individual owners, but on entire communities. If you drive up and down Claiborne Avenue from St. Bernard Avenue to Orleans, for example, it looks like it's a war zone on some buildings. It looks like the entire area is abandoned where there is really development taking place. Anyone who writes on someone else's building or draws on someone else's building without their permission is wrong. I've been surprised at the number of comments that I've gotten saying that you're trying to take away an opportunity for people to express themselves, or you're impacting youth who might want to be involved with art in the future. Some of those comments I find to be unbelievable. You cannot write on and draw on property that you do not own. But it's also targeted in certain areas. And without me going into, you know, anything other than the fact that it's certain areas, I just want to say that it's not acceptable anywhere. So my ordinance simply is an amendment to an existing ordinance, because the city has an ordinance on the books that calls for a $100 fine. That is not enough. I want to give the judges the ability to look at from $500 to $1,000, and they can add any other factors that they can add as judges. But it needs to be made clear to those who would damage other people's property, especially in certain areas, that it's unacceptable and that you're going to pay. It's the same thing that we did as a city when we increased the fines, and we also increased the possibility of someone losing their vehicle if they did stunt driving, if they took over intersections to do donuts. It stopped that. It really slowed it down drastically, but it basically brought it to a stop. Increased penalties do have an effect, and we're going to implement them, and we're going to advertise the fact that they exist. And we're going to be helped by business owners who spend too much money addressing someone else's issues caused by boredom or just selfishness.
How much of this do you think goes to this, what I call the complete bastardization of what respect actually means, right? I mean, I understand that young adults may want to express themselves. This city is very receptive to doing so in so many different ways, by the permits issued in Jackson Square, setting up in the French Quarter, the number of fairs, festivals, and other ways that they get to express themselves. So it's not like you as a legislator, being on the city council and others in city administration, are trying to suppress this. It's just there's an appropriate way to do it, right?
There are so many venues at which you can express your artistic talents in our city. You can take classes at Delgado. You can take classes at art schools and the like, and they're not as expensive as people think. You can also go to owners. Here's something that's important, Newell. You can go and knock on the door of an owner and give him an idea. And there are so many murals that have been done correctly along Claiborne Avenue. There's a mural of Alan Toussaint. There's a mural that reflects the history of Claiborne Avenue. I use that one as an example because I want to encourage those who are watching, who are listening right now, to take a drive. take a drive along Claiborne Avenue from St. Bernard to Orleans. Remember that that thoroughfare is a historic thoroughfare that has a number of businesses on it. And look and see if you think it's okay for people to write on property that they do not own. We have to change that mentality. We have to respect the property and rights of others. But we also have to be sensitive to the fact that people who have invested in those businesses and buildings are spending significant amounts of money, which if you want to be somewhat selfish about it, you know that it gets passed on to consumers. So at the end of the day, be unselfish or even be selfish and want to protect yourself. The bottom line is that we cannot allow people to misuse the property of others.
Yeah. Councilman Green, I know also, unfortunately, we've had to deal with in the aftermath of Katrina, the 20th anniversary coming up in August, in the aftermath with abandoned buildings, both commercial and residential. I got to imagine that this just makes it incredibly more difficult to put these properties back into the stream of commerce with having to deal with graffiti eradication.
I interviewed with a business owner who owns three businesses near the corner of Desire and North Galvez in the upper Ninth Ward. Three businesses that his family has invested in. And as soon as he takes graffiti off of the fence that is in front of a wash and fold business that he owns, people view that as a blank canvas, and they come and paint on it again, and they don't even paint things that make sense, not something that's readable, not congratulations to the business owner, not everyone used the facility. They draw things on it that don't even make sense, and I have that on, I've shared that information. So it is frustrating to them, but it doesn't have to be that way, Newell. It's an issue that everyone, I think, who is logically thinking recognizes that cannot go on. You cannot use the property of others and the business of others as your canvas for your expression. Buy canvas paper, go to property owners, take classes. There are many community organizations. There's the New Orleans Recreation Development Commission that provides art classes and the like. If art is your thing, then do it. But if you are a vandal, if you have chosen to be a vandal, there's no place for you here in New Orleans. And that's what writing on someone else's property is and drawing on it. It is.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Vandalism. The penalty of $100 that exists on the city's books right now is simply not enough. And we hope that the increased fines plus the increased involvement of owners, plus we've had a hardware store that has said, look, if you all do this, we will donate paint to owners who want to get out there and repaint their buildings so that we can have certain corridors look a little bit better. Look, I'm going to give play to them. It's Mike's Hardware. Mike's Hardware on Elysian Fields has said, owners, come through me, Councilman Green. If you want to invest in making your building look better again, we'll help you out because they're that concerned. So it's not going to be just fines. It's going to be a lot of other efforts. But I do want to appeal to the public and to those who say that there are communities that do graffiti and that they send messages to each other about a building that looks like a good target. That is wrong, and it is not victimless. You are hurting people. You are hurting business. You are hurting communities. Please stop it. Do the right thing.
And it's not easy putting these structures back into the stream of commerce. I mean, you know, some of the most recent reporting is that the real estate climate right now in East Baton Rouge and the city of New Orleans is some of the most difficult times that we've been facing in decades. And we know what that's like in the aftermath of Katrina. And you got to work three times as hard. And then to those that say what you're doing here is not going to make a difference, well, you have limited tools as a legislator. And I don't know why people can't connect dots. I mean, you're trying to send a message. You're trying to signal to the community that we want to take this more serious. And then they're critical of this. It's like, Wait, excuse me? What are we talking about?
It sounds like someone has sent you the messages that they have sent me that this is not going to make a difference. Well, I'll respond in this way. Okay, if it doesn't make a difference, then nothing is lost. Let's see if it makes a difference. Penalties do work. But the issue of the you shouldn't do anything because nothing's going to make a difference, it's going to make a difference. We've made progress in many areas of our city, and we can't have somebody think that certain things such as the reduction of crime, such as the elimination of stunt drivers who take over intersections for a half hour at a time, the reductions in just random shootings into the air and things like that, those have been impacted and moved in the right direction because of a variety of things, but certainly not ignoring and saying that nothing can be done. It's vandalism when you write on and draw on somebody else's building. It's art when you work with that owner, give them a design, and give them something that can enhance the look of their building and also the community.
For what it's worth, I appreciate the hard work. I appreciate the attention to detail, and I'm able to connect the dots that you want us to connect. So thank you very much.
I appreciate this opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you. Councilman Eugene Green from the City of New Orleans. We will be right back, folks. We are broadcasting live here at 1702 North Burnside Avenue in Gonzales for the grand opening of the newest of 12 locations that Primary Care Plus has in our great state. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.